This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. I'm on a mission to help you reclaim your time, your attention, and ultimately, your life from the grip of technology. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like you can't go 5 minutes without checking notifications or scrolling through social media? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, but all you see are endless feeds of perfectly curated lives? Yeah, I've been there. We're living in a world where being always on feels like the norm, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? What if there was a way to break free from the cycle and reclaim your sanity? Today, we're diving into something called digital minimalism. It's not about deleting all your apps or becoming a Luddite. Trust me, I love my tech as much as the next person. It's more about being intentional with your technology use, choosing quality over quantity when it comes to your online interactions, and creating space for the things that truly matter in your life. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your digital minimalism journey. 1. Identify your digital traps. First step is awareness. What apps or websites are sucking up your time without adding real value? Is it constantly checking emails, endless scrolling on social media, or getting lost in online games? Be honest with yourself about where you're spending your precious minutes and energy. 2. Set boundaries. Once you know your digital pitfalls, it's time to set some boundaries. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media instead of letting them hijack your entire day. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps and create tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dining table. Remember, you're in control. 3. Curate your content. Think about what you're consuming online. Are you following accounts that inspire you, educate you, or make you laugh? Or are you stuck in a vortex of negativity and comparison? And follow accounts that drain your energy and prioritize those that uplift and empower you. It's like cleaning out your digital closet or only keeping the good stuff. 4. Embrace boredom. This one can be tough, but hear me out. In our hyper-connected world, we're constantly seeking stimulation. But boredom can actually be a powerful tool for creativity and self-discovery. Allow yourself to sit with uncomfortable silence, daydream, or simply observe the world around you. You might be surprised by what you discover. 5. Find offline joy. Don't forget about the real world. There are so many amazing things to experience offline: spending time with loved ones, exploring nature, pursuing hobbies, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. Make an effort to unplug and reconnect with the things that bring you joy outside the digital realm. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine named Sarah. Sarah was totally burned out from work and social media. She felt like she was constantly chasing likes and validation, but it wasn't bringing her any real happiness. One day, she decided to try digital minimalism for a month. She deleted all the social media apps from her phone, set limits on email checking, and started spending more time reading books, going for walks in nature, and simply being present in the moment. Within a month, Sarah felt like a completely different person. She was less stressed, more focused, and actually enjoying life again. So there you have the 5 key takeaways to get you started on your digital minimalism journey. Remember, it's not about deprivation, it's about intentionality. It's about reclaiming your time, attention, and ultimately your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the ways you're already simplifying your life and reducing screen time? Share your thoughts and tips in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review Digital Poison so more people can discover the power of digital minimalism. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, but most importantly, stay grounded.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.